Zion Menachem Ov, Sunday the 14th of July, Rabbi Avi Wiesenfeld, How to Have a Kosher Haircut. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored Lizchus HaChoson Yisrael Meir V'Hakala Devora Zelda.
The Ben Ish Chai, when he talks about the Maila of having pious, so he says that there's two simonim at every single Yid. The simon of a Bismillah, and there's a simon of Pious HaRosh. One is an assay, one is a loisa assay, one is normally covered. And there was the Ben Ish Chai that the simon of a Pious HaRosh is the simon that distinguishes ourselves from the goyim. And it's interesting because there's a lot of people, when I give these shiurim in Yerushalayim in a few places, and last week many places all over Manchester, so a lot of people in the beginning of this year came up to me and said, well, we don't need to know these halachas. Either go to the barbers, well, what do we have to know these halachas? We don't give haircuts. Or either I've got long payers, or I'm not intending to have long payers, so therefore these halachas have no relevance to me whatsoever. Unfortunately, that is not true. We'll see Be'ez Hashem from the Shi'i that there's a lot of halachas that on a gate, every single person that ever takes a haircut has to know the following halachas. And the shailas from a Doraisa, they're very, very chomodic shailas, very chomodic in Yonim, which we'll see Be'ez Hashem. A lot of people don't know exactly what's going on, and a lot of things are not clear. The Imrei Emes, when the Imrei Emes came to Eretz Yisrael many years ago, so he visited a koilo. And he saw that the Olam of the Kolo were learning Masechtas Peah. Masechtas Peah, Kiyodua, is the Masechta that talks about leaving the corner of a person's Sodeh, the corner of a person's field, for the Aniyim to come and collect the produce that's left over there. And Ibn Emes asked the Olam from the Kolo the following question. And he said like this, why is it that the Halachas of Peah HaSodeh, when we leave a corner of our field, we only have to leave one corner, whereas Peah HaRosh, as we know from the Mishnah in Makos Daf Chof, is that there's two Peah, there's one on either side, as I fed the Imrei Emes to the Olim and the Kolel in Eretz Yisrael. And it's brought down from the Pnei Menachem, which is already before that, already. Radvaz already answers similar to this, that the Radvaz says that the exception to that Mishnah, when normally with Peah HaSodeh, when a person leaves the corner of his field, that's normal case. However, if there's a Rishus HaRabim going on the other side, then Zug the Mishnah, you'll have to leave another Peah HaSodeh, another corner on the other side. Zug the Pnei Menachem, Zug the Radvaz, that every single person's face is a Rishus HaRabim. The expressions on our faces and everything that goes together with it is a Rishus HaRabim. And that's the reason he explained why there has to be two Peah HaRosh. Zug the Pnei Menachem. Let's continue. We'll start with Hashem with the Makor of the Torah. The Makor of the Torah for this halacha is as follows. Lo yisakifu pa'as roishchem, which roughly translated is, a person should not round off the corners of his head. So from this pasuk is the Makor for all the shailas that come into when a person has a haircut. So we have to understand a few things from this pasuk. Number one, we have to understand, what does it mean to round off? How is it possible to round it off? Do we have to have a shaver? Do we need a razor? Even a trimmer? What about a comb? What about by hand? That's one shaila we have to get into. Another question is, and this is the main shaila, where's the pa'as roishchem? Where are the corners on a person's head that the Torah is makbid that we don't round them off? So that be'etzim is the makor in the Torah that we have to be mazav be'ez Hashem, exactly what's going on in this pasuk and how Chazal interpreted this pasuk. So we'll start with the Gemara. The Gemara Kiyadua, the Gemara in Machis Tav Chof, says as follows. Tana Rabbanan, Pa'as Roishay, quoting the passage that we just mentioned before, Pa'as Roishay, what does it mean, Pa'as Roishay? Soif Roishay, as I took the Gemara. Fet the Gemara, there is a Soif Roishay. Where is the Soif Roishay on a person's head that the Gemara interpreted being the Pa'as Roishay, the corner on a person's head? Says the Gemara, there are Mashra Tzidav La'achore Ozlan Apadachta. That, if a person equals out, we have to explain exactly what this means. But if a person equals out his forehead line of hair to the behind his ear, to the back of his head, that is what the Torah means. And that's what the Gemara is Mazbe, the Pasuk saying, Pa'as Roishay. So from here, and all the Rishonim over here in the Gemara in Markus, the Ritzvah, the Rabban, Rashi even, many, many different Rishonim go into great detail to try to understand what exactly is the Gemara means when the Gemara says that the problem of Pa'as Roish means to round off the area to make an equal line from a person's temple all the way behind the person's ears. So, Kifi Kama Rishonim, roughly, this is the idea. The idea goes as follows, that if a person would take the line of his forehead and make an imaginary line going all the way down to to meet the hairline that goes behind his ear back to the back of his head. That rov rishonim is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says mashu tido la'achori ozol v'dachli. So therefore, we have to understand, and we're going to have to work out in detail where exactly are these corners. How do we draw this imaginary line that is over here? What the Gemara calls pa'asu rosho sof rosho. This Be'ez Hashem is what we're going to try to be mazbif. Now, there's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara said, Echad ha-makiv ve-echad ha-nikiv is loike. This Gemara is afuke, all those people that say, hey, what do you have to call it? A lot of people came over to me and said, we don't need to know this shit. Maybe go to the barber and explain to them this halachas, and it's true, in a chanami, maybe I should. But theoretically, the Gemara says that every single person that has a haircut is nechal in this issa. Why? Because look at the Gemara, whether you're the one giving the haircut, or you're the one receiving the haircut in the barber's chair, both of you are going to be chayiv malkus if the barber does the wrong job. If he does something that's asa, everyone is going to be chayiv. What's the reason? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yehudei Kupay Aleph, which is the makor from the halachas of these halachas, actually says a very simple, Messiah Dvaveir. When a person sits in a barber's chair, he doesn't just sit there. The barber says to him, move azoi, tilt your head this way, tilt your head that way, and he listens, and he has to keep his head still sometimes. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch and the Noisa Kalim of Eden Yehudei Kupay Aleph is that a person is Messiah to this Issa, and therefore that's the reason when a person sits in a barber's chair, and the barber is giving him the haircut, even if he's a goy, and the barber gives him the wrong haircut, so that about is considered to be Chiyav Malkus, as I used to Gemara Mufurish, and therefore a person, like I said, even if you're not given the haircut, have to know the following halachas. There's an unbelievable Be'er halacha. We know, Kiyodua, that the Chofetz Chaim unfortunately didn't get to the other halachim of Shulchan Aruch, and he only managed to write an Aruch Chaim. Oh, but sometimes you find that the Chofetz Chaim sticks in a few in Yonim, Yeridea, a little bit of Ebenezer sometimes, all of interesting things. And the Be'er halacha writes over here in some narration on Aleph. Look, in talking about Hilchos Shabbos, a person cutting his nails and doing all sorts of things like as preparations for Shabbos Kodesh. So the Be'er halacha writes very clearly that people think and make a mistake that Pe'er HaRosh is only geared to people that have these long hairs around their ears. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's a tremendous toyes. Because Pe'er HaRosh does not mean whether you have long hair or whether you have short hair in that area. Pe'er HaRosh is what Chazal will magde as Pe'er HaRosh. And the Chofetz Chaim's notion is, anything that's included in that area is including a lav gomu d'oraisa. So we have to understand very clearly, now that we know it makes no nachmina whether a person has long hair in the area of the payas, or even short hair of the payas, all of the area that we're going to explain is included in the lav gomu d'oraisa, that we have to be careful, as we state already in the Chofetz Chaim. Now it's interesting that this is not a new problem, it's a very old problem. The Tashbats, for example, writes that he doesn't understand it's national Gemakas Medina, and it seems to be that these halachas, nobody knows, it's a Makas Medina mamish. And it's a terrible thing, as I state in the Tashbats, the Chofetz Chaim in a wonderful kundrus, and Tiferes Odom writes over there, that these halachas mamish became like hefka. Everybody does what they want, nobody knows the halachas, nobody knows there is such halachas bechlal, and the Chofetz Chaim is mamish upset, how people just are hefka in these halachas, nobody knows what's going on. Okay, and therefore we're going to try and explain as much as we can from these halachas. There's a machlokes rishonim, exactly why it's awesome. Machlokes rishonim, the Talmud of Shita Sarambam, and we find it here, we find it also come other places as well, like Abanei Silbash and other places. The Rambam seems to learn many things are because of Ovdei Avodah Zorah. As I state the Rambam, very clearly, it's Avodah Zorah that sounds like that was the way they used to worship idols, they used to do Avodah Zorah by taking off the corners of the head. There's a type of Avodah of Avodah Zorah. As I state in the Rambam. And as I state in Chinuch, as I state in Ran, come other Rishonim as well. Akoponim Shita Sator, and along the Torah, the Rosh and many other Rishonim as well, learn not like the Rambam. And they learn it's not the reason. The reason is because the Ribboni Shalom said so. That's it. Mitzvah Melechem is only the Rosh of the Torah. Zog the Beis Yosef over there in Yeridaeus and the Kupay Aleph. It's a Kavaldi Gelimit. Zog the Beis Yosef, what do we see from here? We see from here, and it's the Yisrael that we know from the Chinuch, it's the Yisrael that we know from the Vilna Gaon, and Hilchos Beis Milah, and Kamba other Marmakonis, that whenever we can, we try to look for a Tam. It's very geschmack to understand the reason why we do things, the reason why we're Mekayim Mitzvahs, the reason that we don't do Aveiras. It's very geschmack to know the reason. Obazuk the Beis Yosef. If you don't know the reason, then it's also okay. And not always are we going to find the reason. And we know there's a cloud that Lemaisa, we have to be careful that a person should not always Mekayim a Mitzvah because he understands the reason. Because if the only reason, that if a person is only Mekayim a Mitzvah because he understands the reason, then unfortunately a time will come when he doesn't understand. understand the reason. And I say, hey, if I don't understand the reason, what's the problem? As the Maaseh Zuk the Beis Yosef, Avadu, it's nice to find the reason, but even if you don't know the reason, Avadu and Mekayim, the Halacha. Now the Taz, in Yeridei Kupe Aleph Sikok, Aleph says, what's the Nafkamina between the Rambam and the Torah? Says the Taz, a very simple Nafkamina. What would be the case if, for example, you have someone, Rachmanu Latzlan, he needs an operation? Right, we're not talking about a sakonis nefashis, but he needs an operation in the air of his payas. Or for example, the Loshon of the Taz is he's going to the Melech and he has to shave off the payas haroish. Is he allowed to do so? Says the Taz, a simple nafkamina. If the reason is like the Rambam, then it's very good. If the whole problem that the Rambam learns of payas haroish is because Oyud Avodah Zorah, so here I'm not doing Avodah Zorah, the chayit's going to be mutter. Of a Zuk the Taz, the Fidashikas of the Torah, that holds no reason over here. It's because the Rabbi Mishalayim said so. So then the Nachanam says the Taz, the Fidashikas of the Torah will be Mutter. If the reason that you're doing it is not because of Avodah Zorah, and not because of any other reason, if they have a Tzorech, it could be it's going to be Mutter. Okoponim, that is the Nafkamina in the Machlokes Rishonim over there.
Has, Melech Has.
Sorry?
Melech Has. The bottom two
words.
Melechim, mitzvahs melechim. It's a mitzvah of the melech, Rabbani Shalom said so. That's the Loshon of the Torah. It's a quote of the Loshon of the Torah. Now, this is Machlokes Rishonim, exactly how big are the payas? How many hairs are included in the payas? Tremendous Machlokes Rishonim, Shitas Rashi is, and many other Rishonim, is only if you remove the entire area, that's the Issa D'Oraisa. Everything else, Pashas will be Potter, the loss of the Issa D'Rabbanon. The Rambam learns differently. Says the Rambam, he has a cheshvan, a modik cheshvan, the Rambam, kaset mishnah, baget mishnah, everyone goes by richas, and the shikas, the Rambam, is you have to leave 40 hairs. Exactly where the 40 hairs is very unclear. How do we paskin in this machlokes rishonim? It's interesting. The Beis Yosef says very simple. We paskin in this machlokes rishonim like nobody. Because of the Beis Yosef, we're dealing over here with an issim in that Torah, we're dealing with a chashash, the oraisa mamish, therefore this machlokes rishonim, says the Beis Yosef, has no relevance to us. And therefore, the lashon of the Beis Yosef is not very pasul aloch and shulchan aruch. Is a person should not touch the entire area. The question is, what that means? Not to touch the entire area, right? Okay. One last machlekes before we move on is a machlekes as follows. There's another machlekes rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh. Exactly how to remove the hair for it to be offsa. Machlekes Rambam and Rosh. The Rambam, for example, again, Makor already is in the Gemara in Machis Daf Chof Chavaleth as well, and the Rambam says very clearly that the whole Issa over here is like a beard. You need a ta'ar, you need a razor. Says the Rambam, in order to be over on this Issa of taking off the payas, unless you use a razor, you're not going to be over. The only way of the Rambam for a person to be over in this Issa is if he takes a razor and he razors off the entire area. That's Shitas, HaRambam, and Kama other Rishonim. The Rosh is Chaylik. Says the Rosh, and again, along with the Rosh, Kama other Rishonim as well, and the Rosh goes, no, you don't need the ta'ar, you don't need the razor. Ke'ein ta'ar is good enough. And that's the mice of the psak of the Rosh. That would mean the fi shitas harosh, it doesn't make enough kamina how you remove the hair. Whether you remove the hair with a trimmer, whether you remove the hair with scissors. And the mice of the fi the Rosh, ke'ein tar is going to be awesome. How do we paskin in this machlokes rishonim, which as you can understand, this machlokes rishonim bears a lot of weight on halacha the mice how a person has a haircut. So the Shulchan Aruch over there in Kupay Aleph Sittes says very, very clearly, he brings down both shitas and he paskins like shitas harosh. And as I passed in Gedolei Achreinim, Shita the Levush, for example, the Adaktana, I heard also from Agoin Rabbi Zion Orbach Shlita, that Avada Rechoshev Shita Sarosh, it's a shadow from the Raisa, and therefore a person has to be careful of the following. If we're passing like the Rosh, it means that there is no difference how a person removes the hair in the area of the payas, whatever those areas of the payas are, will explain. I'll call upon him if a person removes it with any type of trimmer, any type of machine, even scissors, we'll see Beis Hashem at the end, what's the halacha with a comb, what's the halacha with a person's hair. The mice will be paskin like the Rosh, and therefore we have to be machmeh on any area, whatever is considered the payas, not to make it a problem of removing the payas, which again, right now we don't understand what that is. And this is the next shayla. Before we get to the actual pick.
The differential has been shortening and cutting off.
Yeah, we're going to get that's exactly the shayla now. How short is a person considered to be over on the Issa? This is probably the most ikkar shayla before we move on to the pictures of exactly where are the payas harosh. Here we have to know this because like this. What does it mean ke'en tar, right? State in the Torah, state in the Gemara, mazvid in pasuk, is a person removing the corners. What does it mean to remove? It doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to have a haircut. Everybody's allowed to have a haircut. So the shayla is, what does it mean to remove the hair on the payas? So the Rambam learns, and again, with the Rambam, is the Me'iri, the Rivash, and Kama other Rishonim, is a notion like this. Kidei lochav reishoy le'ikro. that lemaisa, if a person would take a hair and would be able to fold it over on itself and reach the other side, shitas Rambam is you were never over niyasa. If you make it shorter than that, then the Rambam and kama other rishonim hold that you are over. So if you make a cheshbon, be'erek how much that is, it's approximately 5 millimeters, about a half a centimeter. Be'erek. That's shitas Rambam. The shita of the Shach, and it's interesting, the mashmoyth from the Be'alocha that we mentioned before, in Erechayim Rishon and Aleph, and it seems to be the Chachmas Odom goes with this mahalach as well, paskins, you can even have less than that. And the mashmoyth from the Shach, and the mashmoyth from the Chachmas Odom is, as long as you don't touch the skin, but you go somuch lebasa, then it's the Seder Gomor. So this is Bikula, the Fishit as a Shach, as long as it didn't go near the skin, in the entire area of the payas, I was never over on the Issa Bachal. Again, it's like Makor, about it from the Gemara, knows it before Lemaisa, how do we paskin in this machlokes? Again, tremendous weight to every single haircut. Lemaisa, you look at the lashonis of a kidega. Some sofer had going to visit Orbach, told me before I left Eretz Yisrael, he told me, I asked him, what should I tell the oilam lemaisa? What should halacha? He said, avada, we paskin like the Rambam. In came, if we paskin like the Rambam lahalacha, we have to know before we know exactly where the payas are on the head. We have to know as follows: if a person can do kidelocha v'roshen ikrei, if a person can fold each hair in the mokum where the payas are, over on itself, so it's be'erek a half a centimeter, which is going to be 5 millimeters, is mutter. That means, for example, and this I was from a virus, so I called up the people that make the trimmers, not the beard trimmers, but the hair trimmers, right? Because obviously they have different numbers. But the hair trimmers, they all have a number one, number two, number three. You go to the barber, he says, which number would you like? So I was mavar, Baruch Hashem, would come at different barbers and different mitzvahs, that lahalot, the maisa, these machines that trim a person's head, again, not the beard, but the head. So then if you have a number two, and number two approximately is 6 millimeters. A number two on the machine leaves a person's hair approximately 6 millimeters long. Now obviously there are different machines, I'm not going to say for every single machine, but all the machines, we're over them that we found out, that cut a person's head is two, is okay. Therefore, that would mean, the fee we passed in over here, if a person would take a haircutting machine, and would go around his head, his entire head, with a number two, there is no halacha shayla whatsoever. The problem is when a person goes less than that. Person has less than a number two, and we'll explain this Beis Hashem, even if anyone here is thinking, hey, I don't have less than a number two, it's not against me, bachlan, maybe I'll leave now. The answer is no, because we'll see Beis Hashem, when the way they trim around the ears, and every barber does this, to make you look neat, to make you look geschmack, it's a shayla from Doraisa Mamish. So again, very simple, we pass the like the Rambam, Kedilofa, Boishel, Ikroi, and therefore a number two would be Beseda. Now, let's go lemaisa with the point of the payas itself. Now that we know how we can't remove it, now that we know how short is considered removing it, the question is where exactly are the mokim of the payas? So again, all of this is the Bekos and the Gemara over there in Makas, Kifikamah, Rishonim, the Yitzvah, the Ravon, another Rishonim. Is there's three basic places. Place number one is the place of the forehead. Place number two is over the ear. And place number three is by the bone, which we'd have to explain by Riches, because anyone for sure that shaves his beard is going to have to know this halacha. Because we have to understand where did the payas end and where does the beard begin. Because if a person goes too high up, he's shaving off the payas. He's definitely going less than a number two. In case of Shaila from Doraisa when a person gets to that area. So this way, Hashem, we're going to explain. We'll start with number one. It's come out, no machlokes rishonim. When it comes to this one, is poshut pshat in the Gemara, and the person's forehead on his head. And we'll explain. This picture on the right-hand side, as you see, is actually a picture that the Heilige Stipler, Zatzal, drew. He himself drew this picture. Ki Yadua, the Stipler, used to give haircuts to the Chazon Ish. And when he gave haircuts to the Chazon Ish, he obviously was careful from the halachos of Loisa Kippur, and therefore he was careful to know these halachos. He drew this picture for a person to understand where exactly the payas are. So if we look at this picture alone, we're going to have problems. Because as you can see, this picture doesn't give us much of an idea where the actual payas are. Therefore, this translation of this picture over here has been translated by Kama Gedolim of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and others were masking that this picture is exactly what the stipler meant. The halachas that we're saying are all up in this picture over here. Now, obviously, there are different minhagim in Klal Yisrael, the Hasidim maybe have a slightly different minhag. Al Kaponim, this was muskim with the Kabroid Gedolim Yisrael. Now, the Maisa, you see very clearly. You see clearly from here, this picture of the stipler, that it starts from the corner of a person's head. And again, this is good to know. Any person that gets a trim, any person that uses scissors in any area, he has to know where you can't make the hair too short. Obviously, in any area on top of the head, there's no problem whatsoever. He can make it as short as he wants. But when you get to this area, like I said, when they use a trim in the barber and they go around, this is a tremendous, tremendous problem. We'll explain in a moment. Our component you see in the first point. Point number one on our imaginary line is when a person's forehead comes out, that's very, very posh. So we have to take each person according to his hairline and start from the top corner by a person's forehead. Now the Maisa you see, again, I don't want to get into any of the wrong impression, this halachas are not dafka talking about people that have long pious, but the Maisa, this fellow there unfortunately missed the boat, because he has long, wonderful long pious, but he doesn't realize that it started from that corner over there, and he shaved over there. It's a tremendous, tremendous problem. He had a ketana, one of the gedolei achronim writes, very simple, that when these halachas, and we have to measure a person's head, it always goes according to each person. And no, it's clout girdle over here. It depends. Some people have a high forehead, some people have a low for hairline, and therefore every single person will draw the first point on his imaginary line and his head differently to everybody else. Now obviously there's different shyness when it comes to children. Children, when you give them haircuts, they have hair, all sorts of places. We're not going to go into that. That's not mamish Ian right now. Look upon here, you see another example as well. Again, not dafka, only someone has long pears, but anybody that shaves this area over there, because it doesn't let the hair coming out over there too much, he gives a little shave, a little trim over there with a trimmer, and it's less than a number two, which often the barber does because he wants to make it look nice and neat. In that area over there, it's a tremendous shyness from a deraisa. Because if this is the first point on our imaginary line, anything under that is considered pierce erosion, you can't take off too low. Point number two, over the ear. What does it mean? So the Rishonim say loshen like this. The Rishonim say lemalam min ha'oizen, somach la'oizen. The question is, what does this mean? This is the next point on our imaginary line, is lemalam min ha'oizen, somach la'oizen. So again, very clear from the Cyprus picture that we take the top point of the ear, the top point over there, and we go into that. Anywhere on a person's top of a point of the ear and the hair over there, inwards, is included in Peyas Emosh. So again, this is also going to bear a tremendous nafkamina of anybody that goes to a barber and they go around the ear area with this little trimmer to make it look nice and neat. So we have to understand, behind the ear it doesn't bother us. But once you get to the top of the ear inwards, we're dealing over here with a shine of Doraisa. Often they take scissors, they take a trimmer, and they try to go around the area very, very low to make it look nice and neat. Sometimes I've seen, after many people's haircuts I've watched, that they go all the way mummish to the end of the skin. So it's a shine of mummish of a Doraisa. And again, similar pictures over here, wonderful the long pious of a Lamaisa. If you shave in this area over there, it's a shine from Doraisa, mummish. Let's move on. Now, we talked about an imaginary line. Again, this is also tremendous enough. Come in if a person has a haircut. And we talked about an imaginary line. Is it straight or is it rounded? Lemaisa in Shas, and in the Rishonim, in all the Achronim, we do not find anywhere that it says to have round. Now, you notice this more, obviously, by the Hasidim, that a makpid to have a short haircut. But again, if we're saying over here that a person has to be makpid not to have a haircut less than a number two in the area of the payas, what's the halacha with the round area? So the Chazanish calls it a hidden mitzvah. It's a hidden mitzvah. And the Tana also talks about it, and he says it's like a type of dangerous thing. A person doesn't realize exactly where the payas are. So he starts trimming in all sorts of areas, and he doesn't realize where's the Doraisa, where's not the Doraisa. It's an imaginary line. We don't have the real line, and therefore, that's why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is taken to go round. But again, you normally notice this more by the Hasidim and the Geirah. There's also a Shitas Arizal, which you're not going to go into, which holds even higher than the Ear. Kaporim, that's not our Shaila. This is probably one of the most Shkiach Shailas. Anybody that shaves has to know this halacha very, very clearly. Simply because from top to the bottom, so no, you can tell I don't generally have a number two, or less than a number two in that area. I don't get it trimmed in the corner over there, and therefore it's not a Geirah to me. This point over here is the Geirah to anybody that has a haircut where the barber likes to trim off the area of the sideburns, of the Peyas HaRosh, or anybody that shaves in Kenik is shaving. So the problem is you're going very, very low. You're going all the way to the skin. If you're going all the way to the skin, we have to know where's the beard and where's the Peyas. Because the beard, okay, that we have a tailoring for. But actually shaving the payas off, there's no heter in the world for a person to shave off his heter. According to absolutely no priest in the world, is there a heter to shave off your payas? So we have to understand, where is this mokim of payas? Where is this imaginary line over there that we have to stop shaving if a person shaves? So it's very interesting. From Kama Rishonim, we find a notion like this. Lamata min ha'oizen. That the beard begins lamata min ha'oizen. The shayla is, what does it mean, lamata min ha'oizen? So Rashi said, Vivon, another Rishonim, is mokim shalechi atachton yotze umisbarid shom. That is the mokim of the payas. That's the mokim where the beard began. Now the question is exactly, where is this? A lot of people grow up with, unfortunately, a tremendous mistake. I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, but it's a tremendous mistake. There is no makar anywhere in halacha for the bone. Everybody goes up, you feel the bone, and this bone, oh, that's the mokim I can't shave anymore, that's the sideburns I'm going to keep, the bone. The boy said, there is no makar, not in Shas, not in Achreinim, not in Gedolei Poskim, for this bone. Absolutely nothing. And I'll bring you a raya, I'll bring you a proof. Let's go into a little bit of biology for a moment, and figure out how the Rabbeinu Shlomo made a person's head. Uncle Ponin, if a person feels a bone on the side of his head, so it's interesting, if you want to try it yourself, you feel this bone that sticks out, and you open and close your jaw, you will feel nothing whatsoever. And what you're feeling, you're actually feeling this green area over here, which has no bearing on the halacha. The question is, we have to figure out where are the payas itself. So again, the Rishonim use a lashon. Mokoyim shelechi atachtoim yotze misbarit shom. Where's that? So the firoyim achroinim gedolei poskim is it's this area of the base over here. The bottom area of this little fork on a person's jawbone, that's exactly where the payas aroish ends and the beard begins. And therefore we have to be careful when a person shaves. So going back to our picture, again, this bone over here that everybody feels when it sticks out is the green part of a person's skull, has no bearing the halacha at all, no shaykhs. However, what it does have is this area over here. How do we work out where this is on a person's head? Very simple. If you take that bone that you don't feel anything when you open and close your jaw, you feel nothing. If you go slightly down, and you go slightly in towards the ear, and you open and close your jaw, all of a sudden you'll feel movement. That movement is exactly going on when you move your jaw, you're feeling this moving. And that's the raya that there's the mokum of the payas at lunch. And where is it? Be'erech. So Be'erech is opposite the ear. Here's the ear, and it's opposite the ear as you can see. And therefore that's why we have to work it out from there. Now it's interesting, again, come on, minhogim in Kalisar, some people have it longer, some people shorter, will be massive in a moment. La halacha, there's a shines and truest Eretz Tzvi, on the Gedolei Poskim. And he writes over there like this. He writes that the mokim of the payas ending and the beard beginning is where? It's the middle of the whole. What's his right? It means kama v'kama rise. One of the rise he brings is, if you look at a person, that his hair is black and his beard is growing white. Oh, forget, his hair is growing white and his beard is staying black. Where's the cutoff point? Where does it start going white? Where does it start going black? He says exactly in the middle of the hole. Therefore, it's in the middle of the hole. That's the raya, that's the beit head. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudei, Kupay Aleph, and many achronim took on this halacha, is the end of a person's hole. The end of the hole, that's where the maisa person's payas end and his beit begins. What Moshe Feinstein Taka used to do, the eight that we did, he used to open and close the mouth on each person, demonstrate with that, and he would show that's where a person is not allowed to shave on top of that. Now, there are Kama Gedolim, Debitzin Rov, and the Rebbe Yashin Zatzal, and they passed in, it's even longer than that, they passed in, it's till the Gimel, Al Kaponim over there, but again, Roy Poskim, and that's the Loshon Shulchan Aruch, is opposite the hole, the end of the hole, that's the Maisa where a person has to be careful. And this, unfortunately, a people initial in these halachas, unfortunately, people have Gemaldi Gepayas around their ears, it's very, very nice, but if you're going to be shaving off in any area, trimming off the area over there, it's a tremendous problem. This, unfortunately, Kach Ra'isi, many, many times with the Bachon Adil in Yerushalayim, is this problem is what we call the pencil payers. The pencil payers is unfortunately a little bit of a fashion to shine from Do'araisa Mamish. I stopped the Bachon, who had Mamish a haircut like that. And it was terrible. I told him it's Mamish a shayla from Do'araisa. You have to be careful. The pencil payers is a shayla from Do'araisa Mamish. Who are then if a person has payers over there and removes the area over there, or any place over there, as we've explained, is going to be Nechal and the shayla. This obviously is one of the biggest shy. This, most times when I give the shayas in Yerushalayim and in the Manchester last week, all over the place, people came over with this following halacha. They couldn't understand what to do. And like I said, what happens is you go to the barber, you don't have a number two, you have a number three. Not nothing to worry about. You can have a number three all over the head. However, they'll go around the ear area with a trimmer, with a haircut, with a scissor sometimes, to make it nice and neat. If the hairs over there are less than 5 millimeters, which often they are, it's a shayla from Doraisa Mamash. Because I have to explain that the area of the payas is the top corner over there, all the way down to the top part of the ear, and anything included in that. Anything away from there doesn't bother us. He can do back of the head, we've got no problem with what he uses behind the ears and the back of the head. But once he meets the area from the top of the ear inward, it's a shayla from an Issa Doraisa Mamash, and a person obviously has to be careful. What about the neck shayla? This is what we used to call in yeshiva the L plates. Is there any makor b'chlal for such a thing? For a person that has hair on his cheek, and he takes the payas, and he goes all the way along. So if you look at Pashup Shat in the Shulchan Aruch, over there in your day, see test, what does he say? V'chol reichav zelo yisigah b'yad. Which Pashup, if you learn Pashup Shat in the Shulchan Aruch, is very simple. The entire width, the entire area, a person must not touch whatsoever. If a person has hair in the area of his cheek that's opposite the mokum of the payas, and that height is passed to the shayla from the reisa. But Baruch Hashem, we found the bach. There's a bach, also here in Yerudea, that brings a zokinaru. The bach brings like this, and he brings a moyudika riot to prove that it's mutter to shave that area, or at least to trim that area very, very low, without having to worry about payas. What's his riot? He says you have a young child, obviously not that young, A young child that's got pears, little pears behind his ears, little hairs growing in his sideburns. Do you see that he has hair on his cheek? No. When does he get, zuck the zuck and now zuck the bach, hair on his cheek? Only later, when he gets what? When he gets his beard. Oh, if you only get it when you get your beard, what's the raya? It's the raya that that hair over there is beard hair. And if it's beard hair and not pears hair, that's the reason why the maisa, if he really placed him, is 100% mutter for a person to trim that area in the cheek, obviously without getting too much in to the actual pears itself. Sorry?
Children don't have sideburns.
No, we're not talking about very young children. When they get a little bit older, before bar mitzvah, they do have something over there, but they don't have as much hair on the cheek. And I can remember some of the person on the Svi, Taka asked the shiners over there also, the Gabi Peis, the Chlal, they should be higher because of that. And I can remember. It's one of the rights there is Svi Taka. As the shiners like this, what about combing the Peis? There's a Mufusha Gemara in Nozi, which we know the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, the Halacha, and the Rechaim, and the Gimel, for example, and the Semishin Mem, and the Semishin Zayin, is what's the Halacha with combing the Peis on Shabbos? Shabbos, we know, is often a Gemara in Nozi, is that combing a hair on Shabbos is a psikleisha, that hair's going to come out. And therefore, Avada, we don't use a comb on Shabbos, it's a psikleisha, hair's going to come out. And if it's a psikleisha, the hair's going to come out, so often this is the race, and that's for sure. In a kasha, because there's a murder kasha in the Gemara Shavuos Daf Beis. If it's also on Shabbos for a person to use a comb, why? Because that's the den. That's how we get it out. That's a psikleisha. In the Gemara Shavuos over there, what's going on? How can a person comb his pears alosh? Again, no enough gemina if a person has long pears or short pears. Even if you've got nothing there whatsoever, and you take a comb and you push a comb in the area, so it's a shine of a psikleisha. There's a knot over there for sure. In case for Kideiga, what's going on? Why is it mutter? I saw Rav Nassan Adda doing it, and if I saw my Rebbe Rav Nassan Adda doing it, I say it's 100% mutter without any shine whatsoever. And then the Chassam Sofer goes on to prove his point, showing that it's 100% mutter for a person to comb the mokim of the payas over there. And the last shiner is plucking the hair. Is the meister again a similar shiner which be'etzim comes from the Gemara? If there's a heckish form of beard hair to a person's hair on his head, for his payas harosh, and therefore the shiner is, do we need a kli like we need by the beard, and therefore biyad would be okay? Or no, any time the Torah said you can't do it, might not be how you do it, like you said from Shittas HaRosh in the beginning, in Kain Lemaisa, Harry Paskar over here, tremendous Achorinim, a big Machlik is Lemaisa, the Zul, all Bachlita told me, Poshut, that about a person, Yesh Benoy from this, he shouldn't do it, shouldn't black out the hair on his pears. There was a Kabbalah from the Chofetz Chaim, before he made the bracha of Shalom Yisani Goy, would make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he would take a say, and he wanted to cheshbon out whether or not he had any ounce of Goy Shazach in him whatsoever. And then he made the bracha of a Simcha Rabba, as always the Kabbalah from the Chofetz Chaim. We should remember what the Ben Ish Chai said in the beginning, that the Ben Ish Chai said that the Peyas HaRosh, again, not discussing long or short, but having these Peyas HaRosh and not trimming them off in any area is a simon of a yid. And if it's a simon of a yid, not only are we expected to look differently, obviously we're expected to act differently. Have a good day.